with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Democrats and Republicans are highlighting different issues in advertising ahead of the midterms.
What we're finding is that Democrats are talking about health care in about half of all of their advertising. So that's far and away the biggest issue for them. And we also found that Republicans' top issue in advertising is taxes, which makes a lot of sense given that they just passed tax legislation late last year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Bykowitz has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Banks are expected to report strong profits later this week, but despite expectations for record post-crisis profits for the third quarter, experts say there's still cause for concern as lending activity continues to lag. Some analysts tell the Wall Street Journal banks may be backing off on some lending over concerns the economy is at the top of its cycle. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup are set to report results on Friday. Volkswagen says its sales dropped more than 18% last month as new emissions testing rules went into effect in the European Union. Sales were down starkly in Western Europe at 46% and down nearly 11% in China, which Volkswagen blamed on trade tensions with the U.S. The automaker reported delays in certifying new vehicles in August and struggled with a backlog of tens of thousands of cars it had to rent parking lots to store. Record companies say music piracy is still a problem in the streaming era. The record industry's Global Trade Organization says those who pirate music are using technology known as stream ripping, or using websites that can create an audio file from YouTube or a similar source. The group says piracy is undercutting growth of streaming services. And the Wall Street Journal is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Michael. For the latest information, tracking, and updates, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, a look at campaign ads heading into the midterms. Midterm election ads are in full swing, and an analysis by the Wall Street Journal finds Democrats are spotlighting health care above jobs and taxes. Joining us now from Washington with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Bykowitz. So, Julie, before we get into the specific campaign issues, tell us a little bit more about the Journal's analysis and the data you took a look at.
Sure. We partnered with Kantar Media CMAG, which is an advertising tracking service that takes a careful look at all of the different political ads in each election cycle. So what they do is they can see through their trackers when a new ad pops up on the air anywhere in America, and then they use human beings to actually watch all of those ads and code them for different issues. So we're able to get a great data set where we can see exactly what candidates and the political committees that are supporting the candidates or opposing the candidates are talking about all across the country.
And when it comes to healthcare in particular, this analysis finds that Democrats are focusing on that issue more than things like jobs or taxes, and also that they're focusing on healthcare more as compared to 2014 or even 2010.
That's exactly right. First of all, we found through our analysis that healthcare is absolutely dominating the airwaves as a topic area of this midterm cycle. It's far and away the most discussed issue in any political advertising, and that is especially true for Democrats, who are talking about the issue way more than Republicans and more so than the party used to talk about healthcare. So taking a look back at previous midterm cycles, we could see that Democrats were more reluctant to raise healthcare as an issue in the 2014 cycle. And then, interestingly, in the 2010 cycle, which was just after the Affordable Care Act was passed and signed into law, Democrats were not only not so eager to talk about healthcare, but were sort of divided when they did talk about it. We found that back in 2010, Democrats were just as likely to cut an ad sort of opposing the Affordable Care Act and some of its provisions as they were to cut an ad that was embracing of it. That is absolutely not the case any longer. What we're finding now is that Democrats are very supportive of the Affordable Care Act in their advertisements. And they're also more broadly talking about healthcare without mentioning the Affordable Care Act at all, just raising specific provisions that are quite popular, such as pre-existing conditions and the protections for those pre-existing conditions.
Let's turn to taxes. Republicans are obviously notching a win there with the overhaul of the nation's tax code. How are both parties crafting their messages around taxes in their ads?
Sure. Well, Republicans are turning to taxes as an issue in advertising more so than any other policy issue, according to our analysis of the ads. So about 30% of all of the Republican ads out there do mention taxes. One thing that's sort of an interesting subset, though, is that Republicans are much less likely to specifically highlight the legislation that President Trump signed into law late last year. We're finding that under 12% of all of the Republican television ads specifically mention the legislation. So when we sort of dive into those commercials and take a look at how Republicans are specifically talking about tax cuts and taxes in general, we're finding that they do highlight, when they talk about the legislation, they're highlighting the benefits for middle-class families, talking about how the tax cuts sort of broadly impacted in a positive way middle-class families. And by contrast, when Democrats are talking about the tax legislation, they're talking about the fact that the legislation did give big tax cuts to corporations and to the wealthy. So different messages to be expected, but different messages coming out of the parties with regard to the tax legislation.
And finally, job creation is typically a big campaign issue, but the nation is currently enjoying a historically low unemployment rate and the economy is going pretty strong. How is that playing out in campaign ads for Democrats and Republicans?
Well, we were rather surprised to find that the two parties are talking about jobs and the economy at roughly the same pace. About 17% of the Republican ads do mention the economy and jobs, and about 15% of Democratic ads touch on those issues. That means that about 84% of all campaign ads don't make really any mention of the economy or jobs, which is a bit surprising, particularly for the Republicans when you think about it, because the economy is going strong and jobs are pretty strong as well. But, you know, peeling that back a little bit, what we found is that, you know, first of all, when things are going well, voters are much less likely to vote on things like the economy. So another way to think about that is if the economy weren't going well, we would expect to see quite a bit more Democratic advertising highlighting that fact. And then second of all, Americans tend to think of the president as being more responsible for the economy and jobs than Congress. That's what we've seen in polls across time. So Congress sort of, it's more difficult to craft a message about the economy and jobs if you're a congressional candidate.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Bykowitz joining us from Washington to talk about the issues getting the most attention in campaign ads heading into the midterms. Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.